Christian Colon and Salvador Perez hit RBI singles in the bottom of the 12th to lift the Kansas City Royals to a 9-8 victory over the Oakland Athletics in the American League wildcard game. Tonight, the San Francisco Giants face the Pirates in Pittsburgh at 8 for the NL wildcard spot. Bumgarner is pitching for the Giants while Volquez hits the mound for the Pirates. In the NFL, the Oakland Raiders have promoted offensive line coach Tony Sparano to interim coach to replace the fired Dennis Allen. Sparano takes over a winless team after four games. He had a 29-32 record as head coach in Miami from 2008 to 2011. The NFL says Kansas City Chiefs safety Hussein Abdullah should not have been penalized for dropping to his knees in prayer in the end zone after an interception in Monday night's game. An NFL spokesman wrote in an email that the officiating mechanic in this situation is to not flag a player who goes to the ground as part of a religious expression. The flag thrown in the fourth quarter of Kansas City's 41-14 victory over New England Monday night touched off a firestorm on social media, with many wondering how it was different from players dropping to one knee in Christian prayer. Michigan has announced changes to its injury protocol, admitting a mistake in handling quarterback Shane Morris's suspected concussion Saturday. The school blamed the problem on a serious lack of communication and confusion among the coaching staff. Coach Brady Hoke has been criticized for not immediately sitting Morris for the rest of the game after he took a hard hit in the fourth quarter against Minnesota. Olympic swimmer Michael Phelps has apologized for his arrest early yesterday on a DUI charge in Baltimore. Officials say he was doing 84 miles per hour in a 45-mile-an-hour zone and that he failed field sobriety tests. This is Phelps' second DUI charge in Maryland. He faced the first charge in 2004. Originally adopted to help boost ticket sales in the 1970s, the Federal Communications Commission has voted to end the rule preventing cable and satellite operators from airing sports events that were blacked out on local TV. However, this may not spell the end to the sports blackouts. The NFL would still be able to privately negotiate its own rules with cable and satellite companies that would not have the backing of the federal government. Meanwhile, FCC Chairman Tom Wheeler says the agency will consider a petition to ban the Washington Redskins nickname from the public airwaves. For WAMC Sports, I'm Patrick Garrett.